The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and Queen's Medical Centre hospitals. There's just one game for you to enjoy on the podcast this week, and it comes from League 2, where Harrogate Town were the visitors to Meadow Lane to take on Notts County. Your commentators, Mark Lonsdale and Richard Smith. And we're underway in the first half here at Meadow Lane, Notts County against Harrogate Town. Aaron Neman showing a turn of pace there, plays it infield for Crowley. Crowley then sends it out wide, plays the ball in, look for Aaron Neman, who's offside. He's offside, but it was a lovely, lovely piece of play from Notts County, rightfully getting the applause it deserves. But the linesman's flag just caught Aaron Neman half a yard offside. You can hear the applause reverberating around Notts County. That's the sort of stuff that gets bums off seats, isn't
it? Yeah, that's what Notts fans have wanted.
As Harrogate Town try and come forward now on the left-hand side with Matthew Daly. Good save with his right foot, extended out by Ashby Hammond. Cameron then, back to Aaron Neman. Aaron Neman plays the ball inside the fullback for Crowley. Oh, what a good save off the line there from O'Connor. And that's woken the Notts fans up a little bit. Cleared off the line there by O'Connor. Great work again down the right-hand side, and just waiting for that perfect pass for Dan Crowley to knock the ball in towards the goal. But unfortunately, O'Connor was there to put his frame behind it, with the keeper well beaten. Being caught out at the back there, and they play the ball through to Daly, who's in, and goal! That's a good save, that is, from Luke Ashby-Hammond. He tried to lift it over the keeper, who was beaten by a little dink on Monday. And I think he'd just learned, he stood up there, hasn't he, and just got something on it to knock it over the bar.
Yeah.
Great work.
And it was angles as well, because for a moment I paused, because I didn't know if that was going to drop in the goal or over. And it went over, and Ashley Hammond has actually had one of his better 42, 43 minutes in a Notts shirt for me.
Headed forward, Jatip challenging for the ball there. That's three falls and a submission. The referee's allowing it to go on. He plays it out wide for Chickson. Chickson back to Alessandro Yatta on the edge of the box. Shot comes in and it takes a deflection and will go out for a corner for Notts County.
He just couldn't wind it up, could Yatta? He seemed to get it caught under him a little bit. Couldn't pull the trigger on it.
2 minutes of added time at the end of the first half, and this is when Notts scored against Milton Keynes on Monday. Can they repeat the dose here? They have a corner, the junction between the Hayden Green and the Pavis. Neman goes past his man. He's into the box here in Neman. He goes down in a heap, and the referee gives a penalty. And that is the sum total of Aaron Neman's first half. I'm thinking he deserves all of that, and Notts deserve this opportunity to go in at half time one goal to the good. Mark Lonsdale.
Yeah, totally agree. It was good ball, weird little short corner. I wasn't quite sure what the game was here, but got to Neman. Neman did what you said, got in front of his man. It was a clear penalty, not much arguing from Harrogate. Langstaff's got it on the spot.
Notts have an opportunity to go in at half-time, one goal to the good. A penalty at the Hayden Green family stand end. Macaulay Langstaff, right-footed, up he comes. Puts the ball into the back of the net. 26 goals for the season for Macaulay Langstaff. And Notts County have the lead here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 1, Harrogate Town 0. And the referee blows for half-time. That's quite a satisfactory first half as far as Notts County are concerned. A goal in added time at the end of the first half came from a corner. It eventually came to Aaron Neman, who was tumbled in the 18-yard box, and Macaulay Langstaff stepped up to score his fourth penalty of the season to make it Notts County 1, Harrogate Town 0. Jody Jones is going to be making a welcome return in place of Lewis Macari. So that must be an injury as far as Lewis Macari is concerned. We are underway in this second half. Notts County having made that substitution. Ball out wide to Jody Jones. Cross ball comes in towards the far post. Alessandro Yatta's almost underneath it. Again, another one of those teasing cross balls that came across there. It will break now for Cornelius on halfway. He finds George Thompson on the right wing for Harrogate Town. A bit more open this second half. Ball inside the fullback, finds Cornelius. Oh, it almost broke there for Odo. And the referee has given a penalty for a foot up from Aidan Baldwin against Odo, who's gone down and stayed down.
I'm not convinced about that one, Richard. Now, whether the angles are different, it just looked like Baldwin had just knocked it over Odo. It didn't look anything in it. For me, it's a weak penalty for Notts to give away, and hopefully this doesn't become a problem.
Penalty then for Harrogate to get back into the game at 1-1. It's George Thompson to add to his 14 goals for the season. Up he comes, right-footed. And it's saved by Luke Ashby-Hammond. Exactly what Notts County would have wanted. He dived away to his right-hand side and he saved it. And now Notts are on the attack. And that's got the crowd woken up. Thompson's in again and Odo misses from 2 yards out, with March screaming for the ball in plenty of space on the edge of the 6-yard box. Well, it's all gone Pete Tong as far as Harrogate are concerned in the last 5 minutes.
It has. They've lost their heads a little bit. It was a good save. It was a poor penalty, and the chance there screamed over. Not just reorganising the defence, but it's substitutions being made. I think it's a chance just for everybody just to calm down a little bit.
Jim O'Brien. He finds Dan Crowley. Jody Jones now, running forward with it. He's clipped back, he's got Langstaff to his left. He's got Jim O'Brien busting a gut to get there, but Jody Jones puts the ball into the back of the net. This 74 minutes gone, there was nothing on for him. So he thinks, I'll have a go myself. It's Notts County 2, Harrogate 0!
2-0 Notts in the game now. Feels a little bit more comfortable. Great goal, great performance from Notts this afternoon, and at the moment, touch wood, it remains a clean sheet.
He's got back at him now, but Samosi, that's a lovely ball, but finds Crowley, plays it out for Jones, shot comes in, great save from Belshaw away to his left hand side, and a quick break there from Notts County gives them another corner on that far side, the junction between the Cop and the Jimmy Cyril. Let's just have a look at the crowd figure, 9,169, with 271 coming from Harrogate.
It's, yeah, lower than the bank holiday Monday.
And it comes towards Jim O'Brien! 3-0!
What a great header. As it came in, it was a low ball in. It was a header, but it was a low header for O'Brien to get to. But Notts have really turned the clock back. They're playing like we've seen Notts play at the start of the season. This has been night and day, considering some of the performances we've seen, and something somewhere has come together. For them to be 3-up against a promotion chasing Harrogate is great to see.
In it comes towards that near post. Oh, what a good save that is from Luke Ashby-Hammond. O'Connor there was on his own, 2 yards from goal. He played the ball in and Ashby-Hammond tipped it over the bar from close range. What a good save that is, and that deserves a clean sheet just for that one save on his own. He finds Kedwin Scott, who has the ball at feet, and Notts County win the game. The first home win for Stuart Maynard as Notts County's head coach. No sign of any banners here this afternoon. It's been a thoroughly professional performance from Notts County. 3 goals, one from Macaulay Langstaff from the penalty spot, one from Jim O'Brien. In between that, a thunderbolt from Jody Jones from the edge of the 18-yard box. And Notts County have their first 3 points at home under the stewardship of Stuart Maynard. It's finished here at Mellor Lane. Notts County 3, Harrogate Town 0.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening. This is NHR Sports.